Welcome to Thinks Out Loud, internet marketing expertise your business needs. I'm Tim Peter.
Well, hello again, everyone, and welcome back to Thinks Out Loud, your source for all the digital marketing expertise your business needs. My name is Tim Peter. Today is Thursday, January 25th, and this is episode 211 of The Big Show. Thank you again for tuning in. I really do appreciate it. And as ever, I think we've got a really great show for you this week. I've been talking a lot over the last few months about the impacts of AI and sales and marketing, you know, including a look at the top five digital trends for 2018, seven ways you can use AI in B2B sales and marketing, why AI will change hospitality marketing forever, and lots more, all of which you will be able to find in the show notes for this episode. But why is it that I've been talking so much about this? What's the big deal? What is the biggest impact AI will have on sales and marketing in 2018 and beyond? And let's be fair, there are a lot. But there's certainly one right out of the gate that we should be very conscious of that has immense impacts on how effective you are at sales and marketing and how successful you are at sales and marketing. And that's speed. AI will inevitably increase the speed at which you conduct your business, or at least the speed at which your competitors conduct theirs. And just like we saw with the internet, that increase in speed is going to become a regular part of what customers expect. And that's going to have huge, huge influence and huge, huge impacts on where your business ends up in the long run. Let's look at why that is. So first off, AI influences speed. It can process immense amounts of data incredibly quickly that then allows you to respond and react to customers more quickly. So speed becomes this necessary component of customer experience. You know, I've talked before, I've quoted Mark Benioff, who's the CEO of Salesforce.com, who has said speed is the new currency of business. And he's a pretty smart guy. I'm going to give him the benefit of that, the doubt on this one. And I think we've seen enough over the last 20 plus years of digital marketing how important that is. Now, customer experience impacts your ratings and your reviews. As I talked a few months ago in the episode Customer Experience is Queen, what does that mean? Your ratings and your reviews impact reach, they impact revenue, and they impact retention. You know, 93% of consumers say that online reviews impact their purchase decision, and companies with a higher net promoter score, meaning companies that people are willing to recommend to their friends, grow twice as fast as their competitors. So AI influences speed. Speed is a huge component of the customer experience. Customer experience impacts ratings and reviews, and those ratings and reviews, that customer experience, impacts your revenues, your reach, and your retention. And you can just lather, rinse, and repeat on that. Now, a few years back, I talked about the value of speed and the idea of being a fast mover versus being a first mover. You know, a lot of people forget, but Apple didn't create the first MP3 player or the first mobile phone or the first tablet computer. Amazon wasn't the first online retailer or the first provider of cloud computing or the first ebook reader or, for that matter, the first real world retailer. But now they've got Amazon Go and Whole Foods, and they've entered the market in a big way and are threatening traditional retailers in an even bigger way because both of these companies are improving the overall customer experience, at least in part, by moving fast when they get there. So you don't have to be first, but you do have to be fast. You know, one other element of speed you need to think about, and this is something I don't know if we have talked about here very much, but Google's Mobile First Index. Just this past week, they came out with a press release. Google put out a press release on their website that said, speed will play a role in determining how you'll rank in the mobile index beginning this July, July of 2018. So speed is critically important from Google's perspective. Now, why do you think Google thinks that? They've got some data, right? And that data obviously suggests that speed matters to customers. Now, there are some who argue that speed has its downsides. There's a great piece, and I hope I pronounced this gentleman's name correctly, Bertrand Duperron, or perhaps Duperron. I'm not 100% sure how you pronounce his name, so if I got that wrong, Mr. Duperron, I do apologize. But he wrote a thought-provoking piece, very thought-provoking piece, that claims speed is the new currency of business, and that's a problem. And he outlines two issues. These are, one, humans can only go so fast. As he states, and this is a quote, replacing judgment with rules does not work on complex issues when the human understanding of the context is key. More, it does not help employees to exercise and develop skills, learn from the right and wrong that they made. He then follows up on that by saying, number two, speed is the enemy of learning and creativity. Those are interesting points. And I'm going to try to beat them up a little bit. I'm going to start with the second one first. The point of speed isn't to go like hell. It isn't to abandon all rules or abandon all the things you know or abandon your past learnings and just go pell-mell without thinking through the consequences of your decisions. Way back in 1975, Colonel John Boyd, who was a military strategist, introduced this concept of an OODA loop, or observe, orient, decide, act. This has been around for a while. I first came across it in the 90s in business. So this is not a new concept. And the key to using an OODA loop is around the observe and orient sides of the solution. It's the processing. So observe is taking the information in and then processing that information and evaluating or orienting how that information fits into your existing product and service frameworks, or for that matter, doesn't fit into your existing product and service frameworks. And that's a universe that AI is going to influence dramatically. As the Wikipedia article on OODA rightly points out, many companies get bogged down when they lack facts or can't agree on those facts. In other words, the observe component, and when they struggle to synthesize those facts with their existing mindsets or frameworks, i.e. the orient portion of the process. AI has the capability to assist with those by processing huge amounts of data quickly and comparing and contrasting that data with what's already known. We've already seen examples. We're already seeing lots of examples, you know, for instance, in lead scoring or in revenue management in the hospitality industry, where AI can assist with offering decision options and usually providing some weighted ranking of those options. So option A, you know, it's 60% confident is the best one. Option B, it's 25% confident is the second, is the a good option. And option C, it's 12% right is the best option. And then there's some other options that are, you know, eat up the last 3%. And that's where creativity comes into play. That's where Mr. Duperron's argument might not hold water. Because that space of understanding those weighted decisions is where your most talented salespeople and marketers can evaluate and say, yes, but in this case, client A would really prefer the second option based on their experience and understanding of the people, the human beings they're dealing with. Or they may come up with an alternative to the AI output based on additional factors the algorithm doesn't or couldn't know. Again, in the article, Duperron says that replacing judgment with rules does not work on complex issues when the human understanding of context is key. I would agree. I'd say damn straight. But that's one of the reasons I've been talking about how AI won't steal your job and that smart people who use AI will. Because smart people, people who are effective and capable at the things machines can't be, or can't be yet anyway, will be more effective and more capable when paired with the right tools. And by the way, not only are they more effective and more capable, they're faster. You know, claiming that humans can only go so fast reminds me of the story of Prince Albert on his first train ride in 1839, who said, "Not quite so fast next time, Mr. Conductor, if you please." Because yes, speed can be scary when it's new. But take a look at the speed of business today. It would be mind-boggling to anyone from an earlier era. My dad got his first job in business when he was 18 years old, and this was long before computers were widespread. And I don't mean desktop computers. I mean mainframes of the kind you see in old movies. He worked in a bank, and they literally maintained accounts by writing in a ledger, much the same as Bob Cratchit in Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol. I do feel really, it's really important to point out my dad was pretty old by the standards of the time when I was born, more than a couple decades later. So, you know, that kind of reality today is unthinkable. So AI makes you faster, and it increases the speed at which you communicate and connect with customers, just like we saw with the internet, and just like we saw with computers before that, and just like we saw with assembly lines before that, because that's the way the world works. It makes you faster and it increases the speed at which you can communicate and connect with your customers. And because of that, speed represents a necessary component of customer experience, whether you provide that experience to your customers or whether your competitors do. They will come to expect that. Customer experience impacts the ratings and reviews that you receive, and ratings and reviews impact your reach, your revenue, and retention. And again, AI influences speed, which starts the whole ball rolling. And that's why you cannot overlook this immense impact of AI on sales and marketing, because of how it's going to influence the speed at which we do things as we go forward. Now, speaking of speed, time really flies when you're having fun, and I personally have had a lot of fun on this episode. And looking at the clock on the wall, we are out of time for this week. So I'd like to remind you that you can find the show notes for today's episode, as well as an archive of all our past episodes by going to timpeter.com/podcast. Again, that's timpeter.com/podcast, and just look for episode 211. While you're there, you can click on the subscribe link in any of the episodes you find there to have this show delivered to you, to your favorite podcatcher, every single week. You can also subscribe in iTunes or the Google Play Music Store or Stitcher Radio or wherever your favorite podcatcher happens to look. Just search for Tim Peter Thinks, Tim Peter Thinks Out Loud, or plain old Thinks Out Loud. We should show up for any of those. And if you could provide a positive rating on iTunes or the Google Play Store while you're there, I would really, really appreciate it. Because again, ratings and reviews increase reach, revenue, and retention. You can also contact me by going to facebook.com/TimPeterAssociates, on Twitter using the Twitter handle @TCPeter, or by email. Just shoot an email to podcast@TimPeter.com. Again, that's podcast@TimPeter.com. With that, I want to say thanks again for tuning in. I very much appreciate it. I hope you have a wonderful weekend, a great week ahead, and I will look forward to talking with you again here on Thinks Out Loud next week. Until then, take care, everybody.